Cody with the ball forward, looking to go in behind the defence. Here's Mason, who's onside, gets it around the goalkeeper and scores! Mason with his second goal in a Wolves shirt. Lovely ball from Cody. Preston stood still like statues, but Mason was quickest to react, took it past the onrushing goalkeeper and into the net. 66 minutes gone, Wolves 1, Preston 2. Is the fight back on?
While he gets some treatment, let's check in at Molineux, where Wolves were leading Sheffield Wednesday last time we were there. Here's Steve Herman.
It's Wolves 1, Sheffield Wednesday 0, still 28 minutes gone. Joe Mason with a brilliant run. It was from a Sheffield Wednesday corner on a counter-attack. He ran the length of the pitch and he just shot it, deflected wide. That Sheffield Wednesday corner came after Aidan McGeady from 19 yards out, shot with his left foot, took a wild deflection. Hakimi was beaten, but it just went wide. So it's 1-0 to Wolves still.
Liverpool against Aston Villa, and here's Steve Herman.
And that is the Anfield roar, quiet and down after that big atmosphere. We are underway here at Anfield. Aston Villa unbeaten. It's third against fifth here this evening, with Aston Villa ahead of the Merseysiders in the early Premier League table. But like we've said, they won't be daunted by this occasion. They've only lost once in five visits here, Aston Villa. They're attacking from left to right, so they're defending the Anfield road end, attacking the Kop. We're in the main stand, and on the far side, it's the centenary stand as Delph has the ball. Just pushed and pulled by Coutinho and has to lay it back to Guzan, who launches it forward. Liverpool in their traditional all-red kit, and Aston Villa in an all-white away strip. Hopefully it will be all-white on the night as well for Aston Villa this evening.
How important is your, not just your coaching, but your man management with a team that's low on confidence? Do they need an arm around the shoulder? Do they need a kick up the backside?
Yeah, they need both at different times, you know. You have to pick your time when you do it. The last thing they need at the moment is someone with a big stick banging them on the head, you know. It's not what they need, you know. But there will be times between now and the end of the season when possibly they do need that kick up the backside. But that'll be up to me to decide when they get it.
Tim Sherwood there talking to BBC West Midlands' Steve Herman. That FA Cup quarter-final.
Steve Herman at the Molineux.
It's Preston taking the lead here. Paul Gallagher with the goal. Garner dinked it over the top of the Wolves defence, and Gallagher was not offside. The Wolves defence nowhere to be seen, and Gallagher dinked it over the top of Carl Hakimi into the net. 17 minutes gone. Wolves 0, Preston 1.
And there goes the final whistle. Wolves are relegated back to the Championship. Manchester City have hammered the final nail into Wolves' Premier League coffin. It's finished here at Molineux. Wolves 0, Manchester City 2.
Terry, obviously a very difficult day today. Are you able to put it into words for us?
Only that it's very emotional. It's a raw day for anyone connected with the football club, to be honest. Myself, all the staff, players, you know, fans, anyone connected with the club. It'll be a very difficult day and a very difficult few days to come.
What an occasion it is, because Wolves fans have had to sit through some dark times over recent years. Relegated from the Premier League in 2012, they dropped out of the Championship a year later. But as this city's motto says, out of darkness cometh light. And at Molineux today, that light is shining off the League One trophy. And it's being lifted over the head of the Wolves captain, Sam Ricketts. Wolverhampton Wanderers are the League One champions.